This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. An independent group reviewing the Aurora Police Department laid out nearly 50 recommendations at a city council meeting Monday. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The researchers said the department needs to strengthen and clarify its rules around use of force tactics. It also needs to collect better data, include civilians in its hiring practices, and work on building more ties to the community. The researchers found that officers used force relatively more frequently on Black men than white men, and that some officers resort to using force much more frequently than others. The police chief says this could be because those officers are in more dangerous jobs. The city council will eventually vote on whether to accept the recommendations and order changes at the department. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis and other Western governors are asking the Biden administration to declare a federal drought disaster across the western U.S. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Polis signed on to the bipartisan letter from governors in 10 states. It says without more federal funding, it will take years for agricultural communities to recover from drought, heat, and catastrophic wildfires. Governors say animal feed supplies are dwindling, hay prices are skyrocketing, and ranchers are being forced to sell off livestock and prime land for development. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Sensitive groups should be careful on the Northern Front Range today, with bad air quality expected again. There's an official ozone alert in place throughout this afternoon. Visibility is also expected to be poor in Denver today. This is CPR News and KRCC. Find these stories and more at cpr.org.